أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to day number 12 of this blessed month of Ramadan and our theme of Ramadan reflections and leadership and management within the noble Quran. Today in this beautiful day of the month of Ramadan, we want to look at the topic of reminding those around us of the goals. What is the big picture, so to speak? What is it that we are working and striving towards? You know, sometimes we forget the big picture. We get so caught up in the day-to-day affairs of the home life, of the community life, of work life, and we get just so inundated with our own activities and things that we're doing. We forget to step back and look at the big picture and see why it is that we're doing all of these things. This is something which the Quran speaks about, and we will see that in the verse that we want to look at today from chapter number 17, Surah Al-Isra, also known as Surah Bani Israel, the tribes of Israel, and to see how Allah actually gives us a similar understanding when He talks about the revelation of His book, the Noble Quran. How is it that God continuously reminds us, refreshes our memories, keeps us in constant focus and check? Because again, sometimes we seem to go off track. We forget what our goals in life are. We forget what our goals at work are. We forget what our goals at home might be. And so we always need to have a fresh reminder. Before we go into further elaboration on the verse and its understanding and our contemporary relevance, let's have a listen to this beautiful verse of the Quran for this beautiful day of the month of Ramadan. Allah says the following statement.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا
And certainly in this Quran, we have explained for the people the truth in a variety of forms. As we see in this verse from chapter 17, verse number 41, Allah says that He has brought forth within this Quran for the people who are seeking the truth, for the people who are on the truth, reminders. This verse shows us at one level that God brought this Quran down. And yes, sometimes there is repetition in the book, but repetition is, when it's done in a holy way, it is beneficial. Repetition is something which we understand in life. Many times people like to watch the same movie over and over again. And that's why people will purchase, for example, their favorite movie on Blu-ray. Or people will, you know, download legally, obviously, they won't steal, but they will legally download copies of movies that they buy. They'll have a downloadable copy on their computer or their smartphone or their tablet to watch when they go on vacation. We like sometimes to have repetition in life. We want to listen to the same things. We want to sometimes eat the same food, watch the same movies. Sometimes those who like video games will play the same video game over and over again, even if they've finished the entire game. Because we like that sometimes in certain areas. Allah gives us the same concept. God tells us sometimes in the Quran, He repeats certain truths over and over again, as if because we like to hear certain reminders, it helps us also remember those things that we may have forgotten. And in this verse, Allah tells us that He reveals the Quran, and that this is this is like a life-giving book, as we have probably understood from reading the book. That it's just like rain which waters the land. It's just like rain which cleans out, it cleans the roads, it cleans our cars. It brings things back to life again. It makes things, shine after they have become dull. This is the Quran for us, that when we read it, even though we may have read the verses multiple times over, this month of Ramadan, for example, you're probably reading the Quran every day, one juz, one section of the Quran. But guess what? Last year you did the same thing, you read the same Quran. The book hasn't changed. The same chapters that were there last year are there this year. 10 years from now, if God gives us the life and we read the Quran, the same verses will be there. But this is something that we do every day, every week, every month, every year. We continuously read this Quran because it is like rain, which gives life to the dead earth. That we can never get enough of the Quran. We can never say, I've read enough, I'm done with the Quran. Because I guarantee you, every day you read the Quran, you read one verse today, next year you read that exact same verse, and because you have grown spiritually, you've grown intellectually, you'll probably have a better understanding of that verse next year than you did this year. Just try it out and see if this is the reality. But definitely we all like to grow in our lives, and the Quran is something which gives us life. Similarly is the fact that when it comes to leadership and management, that we always need to be encouraging our employees, those under us, our subordinates, those who we are working around, working with, that we always have to give them the reminder, encouragement to the goals, the vision of the company, the vision of the institute, the vision of the house that we live in, what it is that we are striving for as a Muslim family. We always have to remind one another, because again, sometimes we forget, right? When we get caught up at home with sports and family work and cleaning the house and doing these things, we sometimes forget the big picture of the family unit, right? We forget that we're a husband, a wife, children, you know, whoever else is living at home. And we just get caught up with a daily routine of cooking and cleaning and this and that, that we forget why it is that God has created us as a family. We have to remind one another about this. We have to remind one another on a constant, frequent, regular basis. Just as the Quran reminds us on a regular basis, we have to, and we become encouraged by the words of Allah in the Quran, by the words of God, our Creator. Similarly, we have to encourage and remind and help one another out. And if we do so, then obviously we will be able to benefit from this reminder, and we will be able to remember our goals and work towards attaining those goals that we have set for ourselves and that God has set for us, and that we will hopefully be able to reach to that we have sought in this life. We ask God to continue to bless us in this blessed month of Ramadan, and to accept our prayers and worship, and give us the ability to continue to fast another day. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.